back to the hard line. Enter at your own risk.
Com, 590thefan.com. Eric Messersmith, Cam Jansen, TJ Moe, and John Adley making an appearance. 855-282-8255 is the text line.
Oh, John's a friendly
bloke. Fashionably 2.5 hours late.
John, you're going to buy this new iPhone X?
Here he does.
Yes. Apparently, they're taking like $1,100 out of my account or something for it.
Oh, yeah.
Striking what? Display, according to the reviews. Oh, striking.
Apparently, well, that, I was telling TJ today, I still have 40 shares of Apple, so I hope to God everybody's loving it. And it,
I heard they're not.
I haven't looked at the specs yet. Here's what I needed to be very, very quickly.
Hold on. You say nobody that they don't like it. You're saying that people are saying it's
John, I was lying.
Some people are saying it's
it hasn't come out.
It hasn't come out yet. I don't know.
They did a test today with people at Apple's event. They took people into a private room. Yeah. They were the first people in the world to hold the iPhone X. People described it as beautiful, striking, and sensational.
It's like a 5.8.
Until they have to pay for it.
In screen or something like that.
I don't know. All I know is apparently it's $1,100. They're taking $1,100-something out of my account.
Yes. Here's what I need, and I think they have wireless charging. I need that.
Yes. That's nice. I was told about that.
So you still have something that's plugged into the wall, and it's a little thing you can set it on, but I think if it's anywhere close, then you don't actually have to plug it into something, then it'll charge. I need wireless charging. I need it to actually, no more of this water-resistant up to 3 feet. I need it to be waterproof.
Yeah.
Okay?
Waterproof.
Oh, well.
If I drop it in the water sometime, I want to be able to dive down at the lake. Okay, if I drop it 7 feet away, I need to be able to dive down and go get it.
If it drops, just go buy another one.
The phone's got hepatitis. Foot off my dock, too. I couldn't even get down there.
No way.
But more importantly, there's different times where I've had water damage. It's really frustrating. No more of this water-resistant crap. Give me waterproof.
Or how about like buying an extra little gadget just to plug in your headphones?
Well, I'm also buying a Samsung 8, and that was...
Yeah, I have to buy an extra gadget to put my headphones in. This is the first phone I had to do that to. They usually have a little adapter. So I got to buy an extra adapter to put in here just to put my headphones in it?
Yeah, they did
that.
That's
a pain in the ass.
Yeah, you're right.
Thank you. Go ahead,
the
John.
Apple?
Yeah, man. Look. There's nothing there. You got to buy a different adapter, then put it in. Then
there's
you can
no
put
headphone jack.
Yeah.
I'm still learning all my Apple stuff, although I dig it.
Apple's awesome.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
I will say the Apple batteries, to me, seem to last longer.
For a little less than 2 years, and that's how they get you when your contract's up. That's how they get you to buy a new one, because the battery is so shot that you can't. I mean, you literally.
Oh, no. I mean, now if I charge it. The phone's only like 2 months old, but if I charge it, it stays charged forever.
Yes, and that will happen, and the battery does wear, and they intentionally set it up to where it is worth nothing by the time you
get
it.
So it's like 6 years, 60,000 miles.
Sort of.
Nothing goes wrong until 61,000 miles, and then it starts falling
breaks
apart.
Down.
And you know what the best thing about Apple is, and I'm an Apple guy to the core, I have an iPad, I have the Apple TV at home, I have my Apple computer here and the iPhone, and all of those things connect to each other, and they can all share information. Yep. And so when I have one thing in my computer, it goes to my, like, all the pictures share, all your everything is shared on all the devices, and you have, like, they call it AirPlay. So if I'm
watching, you the one telling me that today?
Probably not. They have
no. It was our soon-to-be new tech guy. He was telling me that
AirPlay.
I could write something on my phone and then go finish it on my Apple.
Yes, this is what I do. With
that's
my,
dangerous
my messages
though.
Because
what if you have stuff like from, I don't know, a mistress or mm-hmm. so, I'm just saying if people
well, John all your doesn't, text but, messages will show up well, on all your stuff.
Yeah, see that's the okay. problem. So what yeah, if you well, have stuff?
Why don't you come? Why
there's incentive to be a better human? All right. Secondly, when you have like your notes here, Hadley, I take my notes when I'm getting ready for the show. I take them on my notepad here, and they go to my phone. And I don't have to like transfer an email or anything. It's just and then I open up the notes on my phone, and there it is. Same thing with the iPad. Apple TV is great because I can sit here with a movie and I can AirPlay it, and it'll go to my TV.
How come my
iBooks is so awesome? If you're reading a book on your laptop, you go to your phone, it'll open it up the exact same page.
Well, now see, that's interesting.
That's so useful.
That's interesting that you bring that up, and I do want to get to the Cardinal game tonight. And what a pleasant bunch of people to be around with the Cardinals. And what a great visit it was today with Polo and Benji Molina.
Yeah, I like them, man. They're cool. Although I wasn't here for that.
I was
We're taking him out. We're taking him out to Chuck Booch tomorrow. We're going to Chuck Booterize
him. Really?
So,
I thought TJ was kind of a wuss move because he was very critical of Yachty. I didn't hear him say a word about that today.
Scared.
I think he was scared.
Oh, did you hear Hadley say, hey, I'm waiting for your brother to get traded?
Well, but see, I mean, once again.
Hadley doesn't care, man.
No. I don't
Hadley
give
does
a damn.
Not care.
Here's the other thing.
Here's the worst. You know what? Yadier Molina is one of my all-time favorite players, one of the five best Cardinals I've ever seen, one of the five best catchers I've ever seen, da-da-da-da-da. But I think he crossed the line.
I'd agree. So, I agree with you on that,
so,
John.
Yeah, I'm killing Yadi by saying he's one of the greatest ever.
No, and you're being a realist.
I said, when he said when they retire his number, I'll be back here to pay tribute to him.
Yeah, but he messed up.
But he crossed the line.
He did.
And I would say that to him. I think you crossed the line.
At least somebody will.
That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. That doesn't diminish what he's accomplished. That doesn't diminish that he should be revered as an athlete based on his accomplishments and one of the all-time great clutch players. But do I think he crossed the line? Yes. Do I still to this day think he crossed the line? Yes. I would never change my mind on that. Because I think once you cross the line, you can't go back. You can't go back.
No, I know.
Wow, the way this show is going, no wonder AM and the PM is replacing you guys. That's from Sugar Shane.
Sugar Shane's all over me.
No, Sugar Shane, AM and the PM is replacing us because AM and the PM is the most successful AM drive time show in the history of St. Louis radio. Why don't you people get that, man?
Oh, here we go.
We're not being diminished. I mean, it's like, okay, fine. Guess what? We're second string because Tom Brady's starting tonight.
Well, we'd still be second string.
You can live with that.
Yeah, I can live
so
with
we're
that.
We're like Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, but the
that's
difference
it.
Is we still get to play.
Jimmy still get, yeah, that's true. We still get to play.
But you know what, though? Jimmy still gets to cash paycheck.
Yeah, but here's the deal. We're not. Here's what happened. You didn't move us to backing up and not playing. You just moved us to left guard or something like that. You know what I mean? Like,
you moved me from the fourth line to the fourth line.
It's all right.
I have no problem with 1-3.
We're all.
I don't either.
1-3. I think we're actually slot receivers. You know, you don't get a lot of.
I don't. I don't have a problem at all with that.
No, we're not.
It's a great time.
That's like one of the most embarrassing positions to play in sports.
What's that?
Some little candy ass slot receiver. Who would want to do that?
We're fourth line.
So
grinders.
Rock.
Yeah, Randy Moss never played in the slot. Go ahead.
Right. Only as trickery. So
it worked.
But I have to ask Rock this before we get to the Cardinals thing. In all seriousness.
We got 13 minutes left. So.
Because
just use as much as you need.
I've had other people, as I get into this whole Mac thing, I'm normally roughly 20 years late with everything with technology.
Mm-hmm. Signed you into everything. I can vouch for that.
Like about 15 years ago, I became fascinated with this thing they called a cell phone. Anyhow, Rock, I keep hearing, though, that the Mac notebook is not as simple as the other Apple products. Is that true?
Oh, I don't know what people were talking about. I mean, first of all, they last forever. I mean, mine's still chugging along. I got it 7 years ago this winter, and it's doing fantastic.
Okay. Oh, because either the same people are telling me that Game of Thrones is much better on TV than the book. But anyhow.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, God. No, Rock will actually get mad about that.
But, I mean, I could not be more serious. Think about this, boys. I'm getting off a plane at Lambert International Airport, which is a joke because can you fly anywhere internationally from Lambert anymore, by the way?
I don't think so.
Hell, you got two flights that nonstop to L.A.
They just added an international route.
Yeah. We should just say Lambert, you can get to most places in this country direct, let alone nonstop. But anyhow, the Cardinals this weekend could be playing for first place. The Cardinals could be playing for first. If the Cardinals win a couple games against the Reds, even if the Cubbies sweep, the Cardinals, worst-case scenario, goes in three games out of first place.
We already knew that, John.
In Chicago. I mean, do you grasp the significance
we talked about this
John,
2 hours
John,
ago
John,
when you
John,
were eating.
You grasp the significance
hold on,
of this.
Hold on. Math is hard. So the game starts Friday.
Right.
If the Cardinals lose the next three and the Cubs win the next three, Cardinals will be five outgoing.
Well, no, what did I say? If the Cardinals win two of the games.
Two of
see,
the
you
games.
See, you don't listen.
That.
No,
he didn't,
okay.
No, Eric, you didn't listen.
No, you didn't listen. No,
I wasn't listening either.
You're not paying attention.
So you said if they win two.
At least two. I said at least two. Even I said even if the Cubs sweep.
Okay, all right.
Oh, what?
I'll give it to you.
What would Mr. Watson say to Eric right now?
Oh, Eric, you're not very smart. You stupid as hell.
You're lying, Hadley. You're too fat to fit on a plane.
That's not nice, Eric. No, that's not nice, Eric. No, no, you said that's not nice, Eric.
Cut it out. Who told people I had to buy two seats?
Oh,
damn it, I can't tell you guys anything.
Hey, one seat's not two seats.
Actually, I respect you for buying two seats. I do.
Anyway, finish your point, John.
Yeah,
you have the floor.
Yeah, finish that point you're really trying to make.
My point is, you guys, it's easy to say it, but grasp it. Grasp it, man. This was a team that you guys thought had absolutely no chance.
Yeah. You've been saying it for months.
No chance. You guys thought that the Cubbies were going to win by five or more games.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what? It's just like Mizzou. I told you about Mizzou coming in. I'd love to be wrong. I hope I'm wrong about the card. I mean, this is something that there's no way logically anybody could think possible. The way that this season had been going prior.
I disagree. Here's my logic. They got enough Memphis guys up here that can actually win some games. Here's my new rule of thumb, Hadley. If you don't have at least four Memphis guys in the lineup, you're going to lose. That Memphis team knows how to win. These St. Louis guys, go on back now, send Harrison Bader back down, and some Flaherty back down, and Weaver back down, and Carson.
I'm trying to think, is it possible the Cardinals could play a game without four Memphis players right now?
It'd be tough. In the lineup?
Yeah, probably not, you're right.
Yeah.
And I'm half joking about that, obviously, but imagine this season without Paul DeJong. Imagine this season without fixing Grichuk, and without fixing, kind of, sort of, Stephen Piscotty.
Man.
And Carson Kelly being a much more able-bodied backup than Fry.
Not offensively, he's not.
And Flaherty and Weaver and Jose Martinez, who spent some time down
there. Unbelievable, Jose Martinez.
I mean, seriously, go through the lineup now. Who is the guy? Like, what? You got nobody.
It would be hard to put a lineup out there that would not have at least four Memphis guys in.
So... there's still 15 games to play. That's the only problem.
I know. Sure, Shango's. Respect, Hallie. Just look at Jacksonville.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
I just said it. See, you don't listen. There's still 15 games to go.
He doesn't listen to you, John. He doesn't listen to you. You got to do something about that.
It's just... I try.
And everybody else that doesn't listen.
Someone feed Hadley some sugar quick. He's having a diabetic reaction, slurring and not making coherent sentences. That's from the Imperial Impaler.
Sugar packet or two.
I take umbrage with you saying that I slur. Incoherent, yes.
Well, clearly.
Well.
Are you excited about the Spanish broadcast tonight on 590, John?
I am very much so because I think it's unique. I think it's sort of fun.
Do you speak any Spanish?
Yes, I do. Muy agua, por favor.
Translate that.
A lot of water,
please.
Give me some water, please.
That's good.
That's it. Nothing more. I mean, I could go on and on and on, but I choose not to. I don't like to ramble.
Muy is not give me, I don't think.
Huh?
You said muy?
No,
por favor is please. I got that.
Exactly.
Yeah, muy agua, though, is like
much
very
water,
water,
please.
Yes, there you go.
Much water, please. See, don't think I... Dude, you have no idea.
You've been
game.
To Tijuana.
You have no idea. Not, because I try to hide.
You have no
idea. He's having a stroke again.
It's just a mini
Good
one. It's
God.
Okay.
Actually, my father and grandfather died of strokes. So I probably shouldn't
America,
be laughing.
You don't know how to speak the language of anybody else. You selfish Americans. You care about nobody but yourself. And you try to build a wall, and don't want the wall.
Wow.
Indians don't want the wall either?
Nobody wants the wall. Donald Trump, the only one that wants the wall, and I don't appreciate it. He's very competitive. I understand. I do not care. I want no wall.
For the record, I want the wall.
By the way.
I heard it.
Is it absolutely fascinating to you how large the Indian population has grown in St. Louis over the last 15 years?
Well, it's the largest country in the world, or largest whatever,
like a billion people.
Oh yeah, because everyone's sitting around the globe is thinking to themselves.
No, I think India. Well, maybe it is China. They're right. They're both China might have passed. Around 1.5, 1.6 billion.
No, because you're right. Because everybody is sitting in India, Rock, thinking to themselves, I can't wait to move to Creve Coeur.
Creve Coeur, very nice area. Well,
I kind of wish they
I
would.
I like it. You could go down there, some very nice houses. You buy the houses from the old Rams players. They left. You buy the house.
There's some truth to that.
The one good thing in the city is a tech boom, and it's not even. It's just true. A lot of people who come over from India are doing it for engineering, high tech jobs, and right now St. Louis is a hub for that, especially young ones. So that doesn't surprise me at all.
Well, I mean, as many problems as I have with the government, in the metropolitan area. There are, I mean, you're not going to get any better medical care. You're not going to have any better schools.
Nice park.
Yeah, because they're your doctor.
Look at TJ. He sits over there like a little girl. He's like,
what are you giggling about?
What's TJ? So funny, Yeti?
Webster Groves Winnie Wiggler just Weenie. Put in Feed Me or Die, and it's Dame de Comer o Mary. And I'm not sure why. It's
oh, he said in Spanish?
Yeah.
All right, that's cool. Who is that?
The whole population of India can fit in Hadley's stomach.
His phone's about to die, by the way.
That was the Webster Groves Winnie Wiggler.
You tell Webster Groves Winnie Wiggler, whatever the hell his name is, he's joining us for lunch on Thursday as well.
Call Rocky.
Call Rock.
12:30.
White Marcus, be there 12:30. We be there 1 o'clock.
He can join us 12:30 at the Brew House on us Thursday.
Thursday?
What the hell is that freak's name again?
Webster Groves Weenie Wiggler.
And there's a classic. I'm going to use the word weenie. We're going to talk. We're going to talk to this cat on Thursday.
It is Winnie. W-I-N-N.
Oh, Winnie.
I-E. Winnie. Don't listen to Cam English.
No, don't listen to me. Good God.
Somebody texted who speaks better English, Benji or Cam. I thought that was mean after our Benji interview.
Oh, God.
All right, we got to go. Listen to that car.
Thor Ward Cleaver in two. We'll do a track back to lunch. Ward Cleaver two.
You come at 1 o'clock.
Get there. Call Rocchio. He'll be here for 4 hours.
So you got, okay, real quick. Ward Cleaver, you got Webster Groves, Weenie Wiggler, and you got White Marcus.
White Marcus. We'll take all three of them to lunch.
Black Marcus wants to come too.
He's Thursday at the Kirkwood Brew House, which is Manchester and
Lonedale?
Woodlawn. Manchester and Woodlawn.
Although, let's be honest, you're there for lunch every day, so they could show up pretty much any day and you'd be there.
Eric.
There are the truck stops.
Go to DraftKings.com.
Eric, you have
the
lifespan of a squirrel and a cage of lions, man.
Wow.
I'm just,
Eric, another really good
Eric,
one.
Eric, that is a threat.
Like a robot.
Matt Berger and Rob next with an hour edition of that 590 show, leading into the Spanish language broadcast of your St. Louis Cardinals coming up at 7. For Cam Jansen, TJ Moe, John Hadley, I'm Eric Messersmith, and this has been The Hard Line here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com. We'll be back tomorrow at 3. Have a great night, everybody.